AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Those who work closely with Jimmy Carter at his Carter Center in Atlanta are remembering his efforts to help people in need around the world. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
Senior advisor Linda Newman says the ex-president focused on health and peace.
And he understood that you need both for society to thrive.
Frank Richards, who recently retired from the center, points to Carter's decades-long push to wipe out guinea worm, an ancient parasite that afflicted an estimated 3.5 million people in 1986.
Now we're talking about 14 people in the entire world, 14 persons.
Asked how Carter attacked guinea worm and other global issues.
Often by picking up the phone and calling either a Ministry of Health or a president to smooth the way.
For both Richards and Newman, Carter's passing, while expected, was still shocking.
I shed some tears last night.
We truly believed he was going to live forever. And I think we're coming to grips with the fact that he's no longer on Earth.
I'm Sagar Magani.
President Biden says there will be a state funeral for Jimmy Carter on January 9th. That will also be a national day of mourning. In New York, a federal appeals court upheld a jury's findings in a civil case. President-elect Donald Trump sexually abused columnist E. Jean Carroll in an upscale department store dressing room in the mid-90s. A follow-up defamation trial earlier this year resulted in an $83.3 million award for Carroll. At least four deaths have been reported in the South from severe weather. Peter Mullinax is with the National Weather Service.
What may have been seemed unusual in years past with some of the warmer sea surface temperatures in the Gulf of Mexico combined with those really cold air masses that come in from the north, you can still have the right ingredients to lead to these severe events even in the dead of winter.
Tornadoes were reported in several states. The Dow finished down 418 points. This is AP News. The Earth is getting more crowded, but the rate of growth is slower.
Census Bureau estimates find the world population by New Year's Day will be 8.09 billion people. That's an increase of 71 million people this year alone. In the U.S., there were 2.6 million more people, bringing the population this week to 341 million. The Census Bureau says this coming year in America, the combination of a birth every 9 seconds,
it's a boy.
A death every 9.4 seconds, and population growth from migration.
Arriba la conexión!
Will result in one new person being added every 21 seconds. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The final TV numbers are in for the NBA's five Christmas games. They were even better than first thought. Ed Donahue, AP News.